11:30 on a stormy Wednesday night. The long stretch of road on Waterfall Drive is full of fog and haze. All around, visibility is only a couple of meters. Lightning is heard crackling in the distance as raindrops crash down from the dark clouds above. The weather worsens, with winds and rain picking up at an alarming rate. Treacherous conditions for anyone or anything on the road. Suddenly, lightning can be seen. The sky is lit up in blue and a jolt of electricity strikes a tree, breaking off a massive branch which tumbles onto a street pole beneath, dimming the only visible artificial light. As the weather softens and the rain subsides, the extent of the damage can be seen. Not to worry, thinks a passing jogger as he whips out his phone, opens the Go Waterfall app, and takes a picture of the broken street pole. The app, using its geolocation service, immediately reports the fault to the Waterfall Common Services Company, who will fix the issue as soon as possible. And just who's responsible for making sure that street pole gets fixed? Well, in this episode, I chat to Thijs Redlingase, who heads up the Waterfall Common Services Company. There are many things that go unnoticed in keeping an estate running smoothly. We shed some light on the amazing work the Waterfall Common Services Company does. What else are they responsible for? And what can you do to help? This is episode 2 of the Waterfall Podcast.
Hi, my name is Thijs Redlingase.
Thijs is the general manager of the Waterfall Common Services Company. To use his own words, he's the better side of 70, but you'd never know it judging by his demeanor and energy. As we got chatting, the one thing that was extremely evident is just how passionate he is about his role. When you think about all the different things that need servicing and maintenance at Waterfall, you begin to think about an overwhelming list of elements and what sort of character is needed to take on this responsibility. Thijs is a perfect fit, especially with his background.
Yeah, so I'm a mechanical engineer by background, and with quite a wide experience base, I've built factories, I've optimized factories, done a lot of production management. I have designed processes for especially food manufacturing. And then when I became a consultant, I did a lot of business transformation work and also leadership development, which is quite a strange fit for an engineer, but loving it.
In the previous episode, we got to know Willy Voss, the CEO of the Waterfall Management Company, and Thijs was lucky enough to meet him before on a number of projects, which eventually turned into what he does today.
I met Willy before Waterfall, when I did some consulting work for him on property development. About 8 years ago, Willy contacted me and asked me to come and assist with a number of projects at Waterfall. And it became quite evident as Waterfall grew that we needed to create a service company to look after all the matters that fall outside of estates or developments. And then we conceptualized and developed the Common Services Company. And it was officially registered on 15 April 2015. That's when we kicked off and started running as a service company. It was never a sit down and think this through. It evolved. Working with Willy, there was always something else that needed to be resolved and something else that needed to be fixed. And in the process, we realized we need more than what we have. So we created this company. And as a business consultant, you know, I do what my clients need. So this is why we are where we are now.
And what are some of the roles that the Waterfall Common Services Company takes on?
We look after irrigation water. We have an irrigation water plant with a capacity of about 1.5 million liters a day. So we manage that plant. We clean the Yuxke River. It's about 6 kilometers of river running through the estate, and we clean it of litter on a daily basis. We do common area landscaping, and I mean pretty high level landscaping across about 4.5 kilometers of road. And then we also do what we call broader waterfall precinct cleaning, where we litter pick, we cut grass, we sweep the roads, we do street light maintenance, and we do wayfinding so that people don't get lost, they find their way. Waterfall is quite a big place and lots of interesting places to go, so we do wayfinding. And then we're currently busy with a surveillance, public space surveillance project, where we will have cameras watching the roads and also security response, so that we can fight the criminal element that is forever on our doorstep. That's basically it. There's always some special projects. I did an erosion project in the river and various other things that come on from time to time. But that's the core of what we manage on a regular basis.
Essentially, their task is to create a sort of paradise where everything works and operates as smoothly as possible while maintaining its aesthetics.
So we're very focused on creating a world in which people want to live, want to work, want to visit. So for us, it is about meeting or creating that world that is just, you can't resist being there. Whether you live or work there, you want to be there. And it's quite demanding, but that's the exciting part of the job.
Let's talk about the Yixkei River, one of the largest rivers in Johannesburg. It runs from Ellis Park all the way through to Limpopo, and along the way, 6 kilometers of it passes through Waterfall Estate. Just a quick online search will reveal details of heavy pollution due to urban runoff and lack of infrastructure. But in Waterfall, the river looks clean and free of litter, and that is a direct result of the Waterfall Common Services Company. And TACE is particularly proud of this project.
The other thing that I think is quite a big breakthrough is what we call a temporary litter trap. The river at times, especially after rainfall, brings so much trash down that sometimes it looks like a rubbish dump. And about a year ago, we implemented this floating litter trap. And the litter trap now is creating an environment that is actually quite pristine. So that was a big breakthrough. We remove up to 6 cubic meters skip loads of litter a month out of that river. So yeah, that's a major. And lots of plastic, lots of polystyrene. It really is quite a big mess. Before we take it out.
But that is not the only project that TACE is fond of.
Some of the initiatives that we specifically focus on environmental improvement, we're busy with transforming our landscaping into more and more dry landscaping, or water-wise landscaping, if you like. And we're not only saving water, we're saving the use of electricity to pump water, irrigation water, to the landscaped areas. And we get lots of positive feedback despite the fact that we're going drier. It's still aesthetically quite pleasing. So that's a big initiative for us. We process our irrigation water. So we take water out of the river that is really quite dirty. We clean it, we drop the E. coli count quite considerably. So we irrigate with pretty clean water, and that clean water over time finds its way back into the river. So that's quite a big impact that we have.
Water saving, cleanups, landscaping. The Waterfall Common Services Company does a lot to help protect the environment.
We also focus quite a lot on removing alien trees and plants and replacing that with indigenous trees, indigenous plants. And also we plant a lot of natural grasses, especially high felt species.
Okay. The one thing that didn't even cross my mind was alien plants.
And in this regard, the estates play quite a big role, because about 130 hectares of green area that they manage, and also very focused on removing alien species. Those are the areas where we believe we can make a difference in the environment that we live in.
Speaking of landscaping, we're talking about over 100 hectares of land. How is that managed?
So the landscapers have a fixed routine. There is, on a daily basis, there are teams out to irrigate, to clean, to fertilize, to prune. So that there's quite a lot of work in maintaining that high standard. But we are always looking at where to improve, what areas to upgrade. And very specifically also now on our focus of more water-friendly landscaping, we are converting large pieces of land into drier landscaping so that we can use less water without affecting aesthetics. I mean, the idea is that it is actually really pleasing to the eye despite the fact that it is environmentally friendly. So we're forever revisiting the areas where we landscape and asking the question, how do we improve this? How do we make this look good, feel good, but is also friendly to our environment?
Waterfall Estate is known for its safety, and when I discovered that TASE is responsible for contributing to this, I wanted to find out more.
Safety for us is quite important, and there's a number of aspects that impact people's safety. Just to start with traffic, as we have in this country, taxis started mounting sidewalks in order to skip queues, and that creates safety on the roads. So we started planting bollards to keep taxis inside the queue rather than skipping the queue. And we're still busy with that project. We select specific areas where that's relevant. The surveillance project that we're busy with and the armed response connected to that surveillance project is specifically targeted at criminals, and the objective there is to prevent crime incidents rather than to investigate them after perpetration. So we are really focused on creating such a criminal unfriendly environment that they just stay away. We really want Waterfall to be safe for anybody and everybody that comes there. Whether you live there, whether you work there, whether you visit there, it's got to be a safe environment. So quite a critical focus that we're busy with at the moment.
And this desire to ever expand safety measures is something TASE elaborates on.
So the big initiative that's being rolled out now is the whole thing about public space surveillance and armed response in reaction to incidents of potential crime. So that's a big one. But we're also now investigating emergency services. City of Joburg is struggling to respond to emergency, be it fire or be it ambulance. Their reputation is not so good at the moment. So we're looking at creating an emergency response service for both fire and ambulance. And we've already conceptualized the project, and we'll be talking to recipients of the service in the months to follow. So that's going to be a big initiative, and we believe also a critical initiative of, again, creating this world where people feel safe. So, yeah, that's an exciting one that we're working on.
Of course, good maintenance goes both ways, and any faults or concerns can be easily reported using the Go Waterfall app.
We have what we call a Go Waterfall app, and that app allows people to log incidents, and I pick it up from then where they've logged or what they've logged, and then respond in terms of corrective action. But people phone me, people email me. We've got a WhatsApp group of developers and Waterfall staff and many of the management companies. And there's forever incidents coming through that I respond to and act on, whatever the incident may be. If it's a common area incident, then we fix it. I mean, the other day somebody contacted me and said, there's posters on the lamp poles. They were gone the next day. We literally just took them down the next day. So you know, we're very focused on creating a pristine environment. And people just keep on giving feedback. And I make a point of also feeding back the resolution of instances that come up. So it's about quick response.
All in a day's work for TASE and his team. And speaking of team.
So, interestingly enough, the team is me and me. All the work is contracted out. And I have some very good service providers on the landscaping, on the maintenance of the infrastructure, on the road maintenance. So great service providers. But I get a lot of support from the Waterfall Management Company. But then all the staff at Waterfall, be it legal, be it finance, whatever the need is, I always get support. So, you know, I'm part of a greater team, although I'm responsible for the common services company.
I found it fascinating speaking to Tace. His passion and commitment was so strong, and the love for what he does is inspiring to anyone.
In more than 45 years of work, I have never worked for a company where people are so committed to the farm, to waterfall as a development, and to creating this world that we are proud of. And we're forever looking at ways to make it better, improve it. So I work with a team of people that there is never, it's not my problem. It's always how do we deal with it? It's a solutions thinking environment that is so refreshing and so exciting. I love coming to work because we are just making the world we live in better all the time. It really is exciting.
Thanks for listening to episode 2 of the Waterfall podcast. If you missed episode 1, make sure you listen now on the Go Waterfall app.